MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Four people, including three teens, face charges related to the fatal shooting of two other children in Roswell. It happened in April of last year. It left two teens dead, 15-year-old Cameron Luna and 16-year-old Jorge Armendariz. On Friday, December 15, two teenagers and 18-year-old David Salas Silva were taken into police custody. Roswell police say the shooting at Cahoon Park happened with both fatal victims inside a parked car. Both Luna and Armendariz died at the park. The two 15-year-old teen suspects, who were 14 during the shooting, and Salas Silva, each charged with two counts of murder, armed robbery, conspiracy to commit armed robbery, and unlawful carrying of a deadly weapon. A 16-year-old suspect arrested later in April of last year in Ruidoso for his role in the shooting. New Mexico could become an early political testing ground for a proposal to make assault-style weapons less deadly. Last week, Governor Grisham said she'll encourage the state's Democratic-led legislature to consider statewide restrictions that mirror an unconventional proposal from U.S. Senators aimed at reducing a shooter's ability to fire off dozens of rounds of a second and attach new magazines to keep firing. Proposed federal Go Safe Act was named after the internal cycling of high-pressure gas in the firearms in question and comes from such senators as New Mexico's Martin Heinrich, a Democrat. If approved, it would mean assault-style weapons would have permanently fixed magazines, limited to 10 rounds for rifles, 15 rounds for some heavy-format pistols. But don't forget the Lincoln County Day Legislative Reception coming up February the 7th. At 5:30 at the Santa Fe Drury Plaza Inn. If you'd like more information or RSVP, go to membership@ruidosonow.com. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.